And that was Taste from the Arco Arena, November 30th, 1996. We hope you're all having a great time out there, taking care of each other, partying a little bit, getting ready for the sound check and the show. Once again, the gates will be opening at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m., not 1. So no need to come in early. Keep your radios tuned in to Went Radio, KA2XZE, where we're broadcasting live from backstage at the Great Went. I'd like to once again introduce Henry Schwab from Greenpeace, along with Shane Johnson from the G-Crew, to say a few words about how to handle yourself and a little bit about how to handle things so that the whole environment and world can work a little smoother. So here they are. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I hope you guys are still having a great time out there in this beautiful weather. It's all clearing up and we should have sunny skies by Wednesday, maybe late Thursday. But on the environmental scene, a lot of good things going on. We have the International Safe Energy, or Alternative Energy, using solar power and wind power instead of nuclear power festival this year on June 28th in the Northeast. If you guys know of any bands that would like to help out and come perform, we'd love to have you. And there'll be information at the Greenpeace table and at the solar-powered open mic stage, which is on Shakedown or Gamehenge Street, right by the main gate. On the stage right side. Stage right is Trey's right side. By the front gate, you'll see Alternative Solar Power.
Hi, this is Shane Johnson, and I'm with the Green Crew, and I'm encouraging everyone this year to please clean up after yourselves. There is a redemption center on site where you can get 5 cents for your bottles, your cans, and your plastic containers, and we really need everybody to take it upon themselves to clean up your campground area this year and give everybody a hand. Pick up, recycle. There's recycling containers throughout the venue and throughout the campground, so if you could use those, we would appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Shane. Shane, I, and Kevin, and a lot of other of us have been around for a long time, enjoying the music, dancing, but trying to put out the positive energy. And we'd like all the kids out there to stay with us and remember, you respect yourself and you respect others. Be kind. Help someone out. Do random acts of kindness, like the sticker says. I know it's a cliche, but if a lot of us live like that, we can make this a better world. And when you're more active, things get accomplished. Like coming by the nonprofit area and helping us, learning about issues that are local. In the Northeast, we just shut down a nuclear power plant in Maine, and we're protecting our forests and trying to bring wolves back. And we just want kids to be motivated to help us out. And it all starts with getting that information and talking with people that are already doing the good work. So make sure you stop by the nonprofit area. It's on the back right-hand side, stage right. And you'll see a big tent. We'll be hanging out. I'm Henry from Greenpeace. Mike's going to be back there. Famous Greenpeace Mike from the Appalachian State University show. You have that one, Kevin, for us?
We don't quite have that one. We are going to move forward with some incredible old nuggets. Once again, I repeat, nuggets from Burlington, Vermont. But first, I'd also like to, again, thank Henry and Shane for those inspiring words. Hope you're all having a great time out there. We're coming to you live from backstage at the Great Went. Sorry for the little extraneous noise, but as you well know, we're getting ready for a concert here. So once again, today's forecast is for gradually rising temperatures and gradually diminishing rain, which is good news. We urge you to take care of each other out there. Again, see the Redemption Center, visit the Went Central, and take care of each other. Keep yourself tuned into 88.9 FM, Went Radio. And I'd like to now, with great pleasure, introduce another old friend and colleague of the band, Bruce Burgess, who will be taking a few moments of your time here, and we'll pick it back up with some music from 1985 at the Memorial Auditorium in Burlington, Vermont.
Bruce? Thank you, Kevin. How are my levels? How are my levels? How are my levels? How are my levels? They're good? I can go stereo.
Yeah, you can be stereo, Bruce. Why don't you go to
cool.
Both ears there?
I got a stereo in my car.
You're fine.
Like this?
I think you're just fine.
How are my levels, Kev?
They look wonderful.
All right. Thanks. Many times at my employ, I will jot some words. Drawings in preparation, modeled in sculpture, some piano and harp are my songwriting tools, all this too, exhibit black and white poetry. I saw the sun shine through holes in the clouds, clouds close to the earth and breaking apart. Spoken word genre in open mic bar, like writing on a brick wall by Sid Ha. I am not spending every damn dime and every moment of time on my family. All the time I'm saying I will honor that relationship to girls with boyfriends. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Teacher hit me with a ruler. I stood behind the door with a 44. Now there's no teacher no more. I have seen the glory of the burning of the school. We have tortured all the teachers. We have broken all the rules. Now we are marching down the hall to kill the principal. On top of Old Smoky, all covered with sand, I shot my poor teacher with a red rubber band. I shot her with pleasure and I shot her with pride. I couldn't have missed her, she was 40 feet wide. I went to her funeral, I went to her grave. Instead of flowers, I shot a grenade. Who played this cool joke on book after book, packing like a rat across the desert flat? Asked Montana Slim, gesturing to him, the buddy of the men in his lion's den. Was a guy got mad like the Indian cat, who was only a giver, crooked like the river? Gave you a garden and let it all harden. Then comes the flood and the loss of your blood. Pray tell us, good buddy, don't make it muddy. Please make this trick all hairy and thick. Why is so mean the eternal scene? And just what's the point of this whole joint? The boys were sitting under a grove of trees, listening to Buddy explain the keys. Boys, says he, the Dharma is the door. Let's see. Boys, I say the keys because there's lots of keys, but only one door, one hive for the bees. So listen to me, and I'll try to tell all as I heard it long ago in the Puritan hall. And for you good boys with the wine-soaked teeth who can't understand these words on a heath, I'll make it simple, like a bottle of wine and a good wood fire under stars divine. Now listen to me, and when you have learned the Dharma, the Buddhas of old, and have yearned to sit down with the truth under a lonesome tree in Yuma, Arizona, or anywhere you be, don't thank me for telling what was told me. This is the wheel I'm a-turning, this is the reason I be. Mind is the maker for no reason at all, for all this creation created to fall. Strange that my strong urge to split is not shared by every kid. One needs but a glance or a sitting. One gleans the rest from context citing. Your voice I describe as dandling. Your moist apple blossom scent and skin. Oh God, I think is this beautiful. Please don't let it be only a dream. It is Xanadu de Kublai Khan, a stately pleasure dome decree, where off the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground, with walls and towers were girdled round, and there were gardens bright with sinuous rills, where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree, and here were forests ancient as the hills, enfolding sunny spots of greenery. And oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill athwart the cedarn cover, a savage place, as holy and enchanted, as ever beneath the waning moon was haunted by woman wailing for her demon lover. And from this chasm with ceaseless turmoil seething, as if the earth in fast thick pants were breathing, a mighty fountain momently was forced, amid whose swift, half-intermitted burst, huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hail, or chaffy grain beneath the thresher's flail. Amid these dancing rocks, at once and ever, it flung up momently the sacred river. 5 miles meandering with a mazy motion, through wood and dale the sacred river ran, then reached the caverns measureless to man, and sank in tumult to a lifeless ocean. It was tumult, Kubla heard from far, ancestral voices prophesying more. The shadow of the dome of pleasure floated midway on the waves, where was heard the mingled measure from the fountain and the caves. It was a miracle of rare device, a sunny pleasure dome with caves of ice. A damsel with a dulcimer, in a vision once I saw, it was an Abyssinian maid, and on her dulcimer she played, singing of Mount Abra. Could I revive within me her symphony and song, to such a deep delight would win me, that with music loud and long, I would build that dome in air, that sunny dome, those caves of ice, and all who heard should see them there, and all should cry, beware, beware, his flashing eyes, his floating hair. Weave a circle round him thrice, and close your eyes in holy dread, for he on honey dew has fed, and drunk the milk of paradise. Thank you, Bruce Burgess.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and a pleasure to have Bruce visit us and treat us to some of his material live. You'll recognize Bruce from his columns in the Doniak Schweiz, among other places. Well, as you can hear live backstage here, there's a little bit of stage music pumping on through Wendt Radio. We're going to push forward and assume that you still want to tune on in, check out a little bit more Fish Archives. We're going to move forward to Burlington, Vermont on November 19th, 1985, an acoustic show from the Memorial Auditorium. This is the Bob Dylan song about Reuben James, more commonly known as Hurricane.